Well, good evening, North Elevation Church. Wow. Okay, hold on. Let me take my ears out so I can hear y'all scream and yell. I couldn't quite do that. So let's try that again. Good evening, North Elevation Church. Welcome to my goodness. We are absolutely excited. This is our first Wednesday night service. So let's stand as everybody is able and let's worship together.
Same God who never fails will not fail me now. You won't fail me now in the waiting. The same God who's never late is working all things out. You're working all things out. Yes, I will get you high.
All my life you have
You have led me through fire in the darkest night. You are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful.
After 10 years of being portable, we finally are having our first Wednesday service. Praise God. I'm going to tell you up front, Wednesday nights are not going to be like Sunday morning. You come on Sunday morning, there's certain things that are just the same. But on Wednesday night, it may never be the same from one Wednesday to the next. So you have one thing that you can take to everybody else. You can tell them in a few years, I went to the first one. We are excited that you're here tonight. You received tonight a card. Now, this card is not perfect. It's not even cut perfect. It's not fancy. And we did that for a reason. Because it's not about the card. It's not about how cool the card is. What's important is what you write on the back of it. Your request to God is what's important. And later in this service, our elders, our pastoral care team will be coming up and taking those prayer requests and gathering around. They'll take different places around the platform and begin to pray over your prayer request as they each take some of the cards and begin to pray over them. We'll go through a season of prayer as they're praying. But I just want you to get your expectations up that God is a faithful God. And because He's a faithful God, that tonight, that your prayer request will be answered. And you'll see the manifestation of your prayer request. Can you get in agreement with that? Well, let's continue to worship the Father. Anytime during worship tonight, fill out your card. You can do it at any moment during this song. Bring it up and put it in these chests on either side of the platform, and we'll pray over your prayer requests later.
think tonight we need to let some things go. I think there's some things maybe we've been holding on to, some things that maybe we haven't just let go and let God. We need to let go and let God tonight. So we can truly say it as well. We must have our eyes upon the Lord and keep our trust in Him. And then we can truly say, it is well with my soul because I trust you, God. I don't care how hard it gets. I don't care what my circumstances are. I don't care what's going on around me. I don't care what's going on in this world. It is well with my soul because my trust is in the Lord, my God. So let's sing it again. Let's sing that chorus again. Sing it again. Your promises by faith. The promises of your word. We stand upon the promises of God, the promises of His word, and we say, it is well with my soul. We've let it go. We let go of our burdens. We let go of our fears. We let go of everything that so easily besets us and causes us to trip up and stumble and hesitate and be distracted. We let them go. We let it go. We let go all of the gods. We will have no other gods before you, O Lord. We let it go. And we give it all to you. And we trust you. So therefore, it is well. It is well. It is well, Angela. It is well. It is well. It is well. Let that be your anthem. It is well with my soul. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, God, for you are a faithful God. You are a faithful God. You're a good, good Father. And we love you, Lord, and we trust you, oh God. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, the Lord has done so much for us here at North Elevation Church. You know, He's brought us through so much. Like Pastor Corey said, we were portable for the first 10 years in the Cinemark Theater. But in the middle of COVID, in the middle of a pandemic last year, he gave us a building. He used a pandemic to provide a building for our church. After waiting 10 years, that would have been the least expected time that we would have ever thought that we would receive a building from God. But God works in mysterious ways. Nothing is impossible with God. For with God, all things are possible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise Him and we thank Him for what all He's done for us, for this church, and for each of you individually. There's many, many, many more great things to come. Our expectations are high in God this year. And we're going to see the miracle working power of God move mightily all through this year. We're going to see it. We're going to see a lot happen. So get your expectations up and receive. Expect it, because it's coming. It's coming. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, band. Thank you. Thank you. And we just, now I want to introduce our speaker for tonight, Allison Gray. She is over our prayer ministry, and she is going to be speaking to us on prayer. God gives her revelation, knowledge, and a discerning and understanding of the scriptures like nobody I've ever heard before. So I want y'all to really listen up and listen to what she has to say, and then she's going to lead us in prayer.
Well, good evening, everyone. Being the first Wednesday service, and we're going to focus a lot on prayer, we wanted to teach about prayer this evening. And I'd like to title this message, The Lord's Prayer, The Heart of God. And if we can put up the Lord's Prayer, if y'all have that for me. And if you can move on to where it actually has the prayer. So as you can see, this is the heart of the Father. This prayer has so much in it, because this came from God. Jesus is the one that gave it, but if you think about it, it came from God himself, because that's who Jesus is. And so that should tell us a lot about his heart toward us, is what's in this prayer. But I want to begin by creating a very compressed timeline that brings us to the place where Jesus gave this prayer. So I want to go back and start in the Old Testament. And you look at, this is going to be very compressed because we don't have a lot of time. So we're going to start with the Mosaic Law. God gave the Ten Commandments, because at that time he had lost fellowship. People didn't even know what was right and wrong. So the commandments came in to give everybody an idea again of what was right and wrong. God is beginning to build back the fellowship what he had with man. But he had to do it first by starting to reveal himself. So he gives the Ten Commandments to show them what's right and what's wrong. Then you go on to the Abrahamic Law. Now you have blessings that will follow if you follow the commandments. Again, he's building. He's revealing. Not only do I want you to do this, but when you do, I'm going to give you all the blessings that come with it. So follow that. Then you move on to David in the Psalms, and you look at what God revealed to David, especially in Psalm 23, when David is worshiping, and God reveals himself as the shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. And David begins to think, what does that mean? The shepherd, and David's a shepherd. David gives his life. The sheep, when they kind of come and take the sheep, he kills the bear, he kills the lion, he doesn't run. So he begins to think of God in this way, as a protector. And what else does he do? He provides for the sheep, whatever they need, leads them beside still waters, causes them to lie down in green grass. When you think about that entire psalm, leads in paths of righteousness. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. So he's revealing to David who God is, but who God wants to be for David. Not just you know, this is the way I want you to act, but this is the way I want your life to be and what I'm going to do for you as you move into that place of obedience. I want to be this for you. And if you look at that psalm and you look at, can you put that back up for me? This prayer, the elements are very similar when you look at that. Those two together. If you would, just keep that up there for me. Thanks. Now we move on. Jesus comes into the earth. He's continuing to increase the revelation of God to his people. And he's now going to move it on to the point of restoration. We've come, we lost it in the garden. We have the Mosaic Law. We have the Abrahamic Law. We have David and all of what he learned of God. And now we have Jesus has come into the earth. And he's going to continue on to bring it to a restoration. He's trying to get back to where we were in the garden, the fellowship we had with God. And so now Jesus reveals God as our Father. He says God, he reveals God as Father. To him, he says, my Father. Anytime he refers to him, he says, my Father, my Father. In Luke chapter 9, Jesus asked Peter, who do you say that I am? Peter says, you are the Christ. You are the Son of God. So that had been revealed that Jesus is the Son of God. And so now we come up to this place of this prayer. And the beginning of it says, and Jesus was praying in a certain place. And when he ceased, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And he said to them, when you pray, say, Our Father. Now, when you stop and think about that for a minute, Jesus says, my Father, my Father. He's the Son of God. Now he's telling them to say, when you pray, say, Our Father. What does that mean? I mean, that's explosive. Because now he's saying, he's not only my Father, but he's your Father. So what does that mean? Now they are together. They are sons together, and God is the Father. This is a huge revelation right here that changes everything in our fellowship with God and how he looks at us. We begin to see. So it you go on to look at the further in this prayer. So it's now the Father. Let me back up just a minute because I want to stay on that point. It's our Father. Because what this means is sons. But it means sonship. That's not a gender. That's not talking about gender. That's talking about position. And Jesus has brought us together with him in this position of sonship with God. And what does that mean? That means now we are heirs to everything that God has. Not because of what we do, but because of who Jesus is making us to be now in sonship with God. And you can expect him to treat you that way. Not as someone who just follows his commandments, because we do, but because now we're in a position of sonship. And we can move in that. That transforms this relationship into a very personal and a very intimate place. We're going to see God completely different now. He's still God, and all of what that means, and his greatness has not changed. This does not mean that we enter into some casual relationship. It doesn't. It means we come into a position that now we can pray and understand who we are praying to. It's so important to know that. Know who you're praying to. I know it's God. But understand that you're coming in that place of sonship as an heir, not just coming to him hoping. You know, like when you ask your parents, you just hope they're in a good mood. No, you go to God, and it's he is wanting to hear. He is always ready to hear. And Jesus has provided that for us. So we need to understand we're praying to God, our Father, and the position Jesus has provided for us, remembering the great love and the effort that he made to bring us back to this. Again, from the law of sin, the commandments, to the blessings, to David as the shepherd, to now the Father. He went a long way to get us back. That's a lot of effort. That's a lot of planning and many, many thousands of years that he came through to do that. With that one idea in mind, I have to save my people, my children. I have to save them. Whatever it takes, I'm going to do. So we come before God with honor and reverence. But we also come before him in confidence, knowing that he's our Father and that he loves us. He loves us. It's not just God. It's a Father. It's a Father's love. And we can't use the world's definition of love. We can't go by our experience, even with our own parents. Some have been good, some not as good. But even at the very best, don't use that to then determine what that means as God is Father. Go and look at what he says and who he says he is, how he describes who he is. God is love. Go to 1 Corinthians 13. Read what it says when it talks about love. Because God is love. This is who he is. He's not based on our experience. He's not based on what the world says is love, because that's not love. If you don't know God, you don't know love, because he is love. And what is that? Love suffers long, is kind, envies not, flaunts not itself, is not puffed up, does not behave improperly, seeks not his own, not easily provoked, thinks not evil, rejoices not in iniquity, rejoices in truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Think about that. All those years God kept in that plan, moving forward, one step at a time. They're getting closer. I'm bringing them closer. I'm going to get there. It's going to take time, but I'm going to endure all things because I am going to save them. That was the purpose. And with faith, hope, and love, the greatest is love, because it's God. And that's who he is. The other thing you can look at is the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians. That's his Spirit. And what is the fruit of his Spirit? What comes forth out of his Spirit bears out that Spirit that's in us, that will bear that out. And if we will give ourselves to it, our Spirit will bear these same things out. Just yield to that. And what is that? Love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and self-control. That's the Spirit of God, to go along with the love of God. This is who he is. This is who we are moving into the image of. That's what he created us in, that image. In that image we are created. That's the one we're moving toward as we yield to him. As we get in and we meditate on who God is, and he will reveal himself. He will reveal these things to you, and these things will take hold in your spirit, and they will begin to come forth in your life. Just like he did in David in the Psalms. David's out there. He's thinking about God, and all this revelation is coming to him. That's how you meditate. That's how you get revelation. You just think about it. Let God and pursue after him. He so wants that. And he wants to reveal himself to you in that place. This is how we transform our life. As we pursue after God, we meditate, we let him reveal himself to us. And that's why it's important when you're praying, realize all of these things. Remember what he did. Remember all the effort, the time. Remember his love. And so when you come to him, you can come in confidence, knowing that you should see this smile that it comes on his face when you come before him and you say, Father, Father, I'm here. Can we talk? Lord, I'm here for you to spend time with you, just with you. You know, we have those special times that we should set aside. But you know, the other side of this is we need to develop a life of prayer, a continuous fellowship with God. with every, we have things that we're doing, but even in that place, you can be thinking, God, thank you that you helped me do this. How can I do this? There have been things I've tried to do and I just can't seem to figure it out. It's like, Lord, how does this work? I'm not getting it. And I wait, and sure enough, it comes to you. You begin, and that's what we can live. That's living in the place with God, our life changing, but more so of just coming into the image that He is. But we have to know who He is before we can come into the image of who He is. We can become that. And so I just wanted tonight, the point that it brought me to, as I was thinking about this, there's a lot to say about prayer. No way in 20 minutes could you give all of that. But the place that seemed for me to start was to understand who we're praying to. Who is this God? And Lord, we want to know you more. We want to understand who you are. We want to move and walk in your ways and become just like you. And we are so thankful. And that's what I wanted to say for this. And then just remember when you're praying, just come in confidence. You don't have to come before him as a servant. Come knowing that you are his child and how much he loves you, how much he gave for us, and what he wants to do. And I, one last thing, I wanted to look back at the prayer because you can break down the very heart of God. And I wanted to end with this on this prayer. As we start out with our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. You praise his name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This is a submitting to God. Lord, I want your will in my life. And I usually add that when I'm praying this, but it's the same thing. I want your will. I'm submitting to your will. Bring that to pass, Lord, in my life. Give us each day our daily bread. And we know that that's not just food, because Jesus had said, we live not by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So this is provision every day of everything that we will need. This is what God wants to do. Forgive us our sins. He's going to bring us to a place that we can just ask, Lord, forgive me. Jesus is going to be that sacrifice. There's prophecy in here. It's going to come. Jesus will explain this later to them. But right now, this is the heart of God. Forgive us our sins. That's all we need to do. And God is faithful and just. For we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. This is keeping our heart pure, sanctified. Because if we don't, it hinders our prayers. If we do not forgive, it will. And lead us not into temptation. This is the Holy Spirit. He hasn't told them about that yet, but that's what this is, because we are led by his Spirit, and he doesn't lead us into evil or into temptation. And then it does say, deliver us from evil. And so we know that as well. There's protection in God. The blood of Jesus is going to cover us. The angels are going to be with us to help us, give charge over us. This is God's heart for us. So when you pray, you don't have to pray these exact words, but you can look at what he wants for us. There isn't anything in here that leaves out what we need. It's everything in our life. So don't hesitate to ask God for what you need. Don't think that you have to talk him into something, because you don't. You just come before him bold. Say, Father, this is what I need, and I thank you that your heart is to give this to me. So I wanted to end on that and just remember, he is our Father. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your word. Lord, I thank you that you reveal your word as we open it up and we give ourselves to it. We look to your Holy Spirit to reveal to us, Father, because it is your heart to draw us near and to change us more into your image. Father, so that we will understand you more. Lord, that we can hear your voice clearer in every situation. And Father, most of all, that you can bring forth your glory through our life, because in the Son you are glorified. Through Jesus, you are glorified. And Father, we thank you. We thank you for this. We receive this, Lord. We believe that we are changed in this moment, Father. for the revelation that you have now put in our heart, and Lord, that you will expand it and continue to increase it so that we will ever be moving closer to you. And Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Good work. As I said, Wednesday night services will be a lot different, such as we forgot to have you do air fives, high fives and all of that, and the band standing up here wondering, where do we go? Normally they give us a way to get off the stage. They lost their way off the stage. So I'm going to give you 60 seconds to greet those around you, but with an air hug or stay where you're at. I'm going to wave at you. So just stand up and do that right now. Turn around, say who's here, tell them hello. Give you 60 seconds to do that. And the band can get off the stage now, so they can. Our Wednesday night services will be different each week. Tonight, the Lord led us very clearly that we have worship. We knew that Allison needed to teach at the heart of prayer. It's vital that we understand He is our Father. And it's vital to know this too, that He's not just a crisis God. He is the God of every moment of every day. We don't want Him to be our crisis God. He is your God every moment of every day. Will He take care of a crisis? Yes. But He is your God every moment of every day. He's our Father. And it's important to remember that. But we will have seasons where we may just have worship and prayer. We'll have other times where we'll do a lot of personal ministry. So I just encourage you to come back, because we're not going to tell you what's going to happen. We're just going to flow with God. Well, as God leads us to do things, we knew what God wanted us to do in this first service. But I know that God's got more that He's going to do on these Wednesday nights in the months to come. So I encourage you to come back as you can. I want to share something with you. I have taught on this several times. This is going to be a good season and a good place for me to bring these things back up, and it's about the gifts, the spiritual gifts, the power gifts that the Bible speaks about. They did not go away when the disciples passed away, okay? The gifts are still in the body of Christ. One of the gifts that God has used me with through the years is through the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge. It is scriptural. Most of the time, I flow in that. 96% of the time, I do it one-on-one privately with people. But we're going to have seasons here where the gifts will be in operation, but they will be in order, because the Holy Spirit does things in order. The Holy Spirit doesn't do things strange and weird. The Holy Spirit does everything in order. He's a gentleman. But there's going to be those moments, and tonight's going to be one of those moments, but I want to bring a brief teaching is before we get into what God is going to do, and also to look at this, because it will lead us into our prayer time that we're going to go into. Allison has set us up for our prayer season. We are going to come before the Father, our Father, and we're going to ask our Father to meet every need in these boxes, because He's a good Father. He's a good, good God. When it comes to the gifts, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4, it says, there are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit, the Holy Spirit, all the same. Now, different spirits, the same Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is the source of them all. Jesus said, I've got to go. The disciples didn't want Him to go. Jesus said, man, you don't understand. I've got to go. I've got to go, because if I don't go, the Holy Spirit can't come. But when I go, I'm going to ask the Father to send the friend, the guide, to you. The Holy Spirit, and He'll guide you into all truth. The same Spirit is the source of them all. There are different kinds of service, but we serve the same Lord. God works in different ways, but it's the same God who does the work in all of us. The spiritual gift is given to each of us so we can help each other. To one person, the Spirit gives the ability to give wise advice. In some translations, it says the word of wisdom. To another, the same Spirit gives a message of special knowledge. Some translations say the word of knowledge. Now, in the Bible talks about different storylines where the gifts have been operating in the New Testament. Now, in the New Testament, there is a particular story that brings this to the table in such a way that it is hard not to see that the gift of the word of knowledge was in operation. In this story, you have a couple who sells some land. They privately, the husband does, decides that he's going to keep some of it after he told people that he was going to give this amount. I've sold it, I'm going to give this amount. Then he sells it, but then he keeps part of it, but he doesn't tell anybody but his wife. Nobody knows what he did. Nobody knows what he did but his wife, except God. But there was a certain man in Acts chapter 5, verse 1, but there was a certain man named Ananias, who with his wife, Sapphira, sold some property. He brought part of the money to the apostles, claiming it was the full amount. With his wife's consent, he kept the rest. Then Peter said, Ananias, why have you let Satan fill your heart? You lied to the Holy Spirit, and you kept some of the money for yourself. I don't have to read anything else. How did Peter know that? He received a word of knowledge by the Spirit of God. A word of knowledge by the Spirit of God. That wasn't all he got. He said the property was yours to sell or not sell, as you wished. And after selling it, the money was also yours to give away. How could you do a thing like this? You weren't lying to us, but to God. It's one of the most powerful examples in the New Testament of the Spirit of God giving someone a word of knowledge concerning a situation. We need to understand that God will put people in our path to speak to us. God can speak to you through the Word. He can speak to you while you may hear a conversation going on. He can speak to you while you're reading. I mean, even God is so creative, He can speak to you during a commercial. I know some of you are looking forward to the Super Bowl commercials, hoping God will speak. But the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, did not die with the apostles. And here at North Elevation Church, we believe it, but we believe there's seasons for it. And there's seasons not. That's why we must learn to flow with the Spirit. Because God does things orderly. Mary Lynn, the Lord spoke to me, and this is how God speaks to me. I spend a lot of time in prayer. God will speak to me in pictures. Sometimes He speaks to me and showing me something, a story, and I begin to live a story in the Bible, and He'll begin to share something with me about someone. Sometimes it's Scripture. And the Lord spoke to me, Psalms 19, verse 14, while I was in prayer. And you came before me, and the Lord said, this is for her. And you have been through a season. You've come through a COVID season. Praise God, you're sitting there. You're another one of the 16 miracles that we know. God is a good Father. But in this season, God said that the words of your mouth, the meditation of your heart, you have desired a deeper place during this season with the Father, your Father. And God said that you've been seeking Him in a way that you've never sought Him before. You've even realized that. Because you want to be fully connected with the Rock. You want to be fully embraced in all that He has for you. And the Lord said that during this season, though physically it's been a trial, spiritually you've gone through a shift. And the Lord said that you are moving even into deeper places in the days to come, that where you're going to be so connected with the Rock that it's going to shake the foundation of your family. And He said, just get ready. Amen. Father, we just thank You for the word to Mary Lynn. And the Bible tells us, God, to stir up those things when things are spoken. And so, Lord, we just bind this to our heart right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Is that good or is that good? Is God a good father?
Yes.
He is such a good father. Hope, the Lord spoke to me something you're going to have to really get in here because it's really different. I mean, when the Lord showed it to me, I said, does Hope really do stuff like that? You know, I saw you digging in a flower bed, feverishly digging, looking for roots. You weren't just looking for the root. I mean, you were looking for stuff way, way down that you that nobody else was seeing. You just knew that there was roots that were not being noticed. You were trying to get to them. And so he gave me for you tonight. It's a word to you that's just really important in this season of your life. And it comes from Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 15. And it talks about telling and encouraging the person not to allow any poisonous roots of bitterness to trouble them or many or others. And the Lord said to me that you are going to be a digger. And what that means is that you're going to go through a brand new place with God where intercession is going to be a greater part of your life than it's ever been. But you've always been the type that you don't want to just do something. You want to do it all the way or not do it at all. And so you're going to be doing a lot of digging because you don't want to just get to the root. You want to get to the source of what's feeding the root so that poison doesn't trouble you or anyone else, so that you and those around you can serve God with all their heart. And you're going to be a place, a person, a peacemaker. Praise the Lord. Father, we just thank you for the word to her right now, and that you're going to bless her in a way that she's not seen before as she walks out this reality. And I have this to say to you, Hope, it's work. But you're ready for the work. Amen? Yeah, I know you are. Matt, Lord spoke this to me for you, and it comes from Hebrews chapter 10, same book, 10, verse 24, that it talks about stirring up, motivating people to not only to love, but to good works. One of the promises to us in this season that I've been preaching about in the tip of the iceberg, as you know, is the creativity. God said that there was going to be a birthing of new creativity in people. If there's one thing that you are known for in this house, is that you are doing well and always blessed if anybody greets you. But the Lord spoke to me in prayer that there's going to be a new creativeness come into your life that's going to cause people to get motivated to not talk anymore, but to truly go love and do something good. God's going to give you an ability to stir people up to a brand new place. He's going to give you some creative ideas, some creative ways that you've not thought of before. Just as she was talking about a while ago, when you ask God, what about this? I don't know how to. You don't even have to worry about it. God's going to supernaturally speak these things to you, reveal these things to you, and when he does, then act, and then you're going to see fruit. It's going to be fun. Father, we just thank you for your word. We ask God that you just bless him in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, I've seen people with snow-covered mountains, you know, and I'm thinking that's not fair. They're going to get to go skiing. That had nothing to do with that. So, but the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom is for real. Just know that God will speak to you. Never leave thinking, why didn't I get called out? Well, you in the next 10 minutes after the service, God may speak to you a word of wisdom, a word of knowledge. Because he's a good father. I'm going to ask our pastoral care team to come up now and begin to take the prayer requests out of the boxes. And they're going to just begin to scatter out around the platform, and they're going to take some each and begin to pray for these as they all come up, Ralph and just all of our pastoral care team. We have plenty there that will take care of that. I'm going to ask the rest of you to do exactly what we were taught tonight. Let's spend time with our Father. Our Father who loves you so, so much. You can come into the altar area. We have kneeling pads all the way around. You can go up on the steps on the side. You can kneel where your seat is, or you can just stay in your seat. But they're going to play worship music, and I'm going to encourage you to take this time and pray to God. Bring your heart to the Father who wants to minister to your heart, your Father. Begin to seek Him now. As they continue to pray down here, I'm going to ask Rochelle to come up as we draw to the end of our service. If you're a guest with us, I encourage you to come back on Sunday morning to be with us. You can keep the worship going. That'd be fine. We encourage you to come on Sunday morning, be with us. We have an awesome children's ministry that's in the back there. And tonight, I see Aliette in the service. Our children's pastor's in here. It's good to see her. She's always back there taking care of your children and Mary Lynn. But if you have a family member or you have a friend that is right now has COVID, would you stand? Just stand up. We're going to pray for them. The Bible talks about standing in the stead of others. I've been doing a lot of that in the middle of the night for people who have had COVID. We've seen miracle after miracle. We all know people who have been diagnosed with it, that have tested with COVID. And so we want to pray for them, and I'm going to ask Rochelle to pray. And those around, those who are standing, just stretch your hands out to them. That may not be something you've been used to. There's a lady over here. Just stretch your hands out to them as we begin to pray for those that they're standing for. It could be a family member. It could be a friend. Could be a coworker, as Rochelle prays.
Oh, Father God, we just thank you. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your healing power. We thank you, Jesus, that you shed your blood and your body was broken and wounded for our healing. For by your wounds we are healed.
Yes.
So we declare the healing power of Jesus right now over all those loved ones and family members, friends, co-workers, whoever they are. Lord, we just declare the healing power of Jesus over them right now. And we rebuke the COVID and command it to leave their bodies now. We command the COVID to die, but the people to live and thrive in Jesus' name. We release healing unto them, and we release strength unto their bodies, that their bodies be strengthened now in Jesus' name. And we thank you, O God, that you are moving all across this earth. You are moving in this nation. You're moving among our loved ones, our friends, our families, Lord, that you're moving, Lord. And you have given us your word for our deliverance, for our healing, for our shelter. You are our shelter and strength. You are our refuge and strength. You are all that we need. You've given us your word that says that no pestilence or plague shall come near our dwelling, and you give your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. So we declare that you are keeping us and your protection is over us. And we thank you, O God, for your goodness, and you will cast down all those things that come against us. For your goodness and mercy prevails in our lives, and that your healing power prevails against sickness, disease, and death. And we declare it in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Well, this Sunday, I bring part 5 of Tip of the Iceberg. I encourage you to be here Sunday morning. I want to thank all of our guests that are with us. Again, you can say, I went to the first one. So thank you for being here tonight. You're dismissed. Be blessed. Have a great rest of the week.